today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Holding Grudge in the View of Islam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
Take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Thursday, is the 28th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, and as every work, we start with the Holy Quran. We open it. We'll look at chapter Fussilat. We'll listen to verse 34.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم.
And not equal are the good deed and the bad. Repel evil by that deed which is better, and thereupon the one whom between you and him is enmity will become as though he was a devoted friend.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verses question is advising callers to do good in return for the evil acts committed by other people and abstain from taking vengeance, as reflected in the prayer of excellences of disposition, Makarimul Akhlaq, in which Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam invokes Allah to bestow upon him the favor of saying good things about people in return for their slanders and backbiting, forgive them and associate with those who turn away from him. There are many an account in the biographies of the noble prophet and infallible Ahlul Bayt regarding such excellences of dispositions through which the strictest opponents turn into their adherent. Holding Grudge in the View of Islam, on the continuation of today's special. Let's start with dealing with hurtful people. While you are right to feel hurt, if you hold a grudge against the person who has hurt you, you only hurt yourself. There is a popular saying that holding a grudge is like drinking poison and hoping that the other person dies. Every time you revisit what a person has done to hurt you, you allow that person to hurt you over and over. Does it really feel better to discuss that pain over and over again? It only made us sad and upset. The other thing to note is that by allowing this person to hurt you after the fact, you are indeed allowing them the pleasure of hurting you more. You are better than that. Don't give hurtful people that much power over you. Forgiveness is not a weakness. It is empowering. That is why the best of creation, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations be upon him and his family, forgave those who hurt him in his life. He forgave Hind for being ruthless after his beloved uncle Hamza was killed. He forgave the Quraysh even after their boycott led to the death of Khadija. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasteen. Regarding holding grudge, feeling hatred about someone or some people, another cause for this kind of moral vice is, challenging or, for example, quarreling other people, because challenging on trivial things or quarreling other people, especially those people who will not accept whatever you say, brings about nothing but hatred or feeling grudge, in them against you. Another one is, cursing other people. Nobody is expected to curse other people or to use an abusive language regarding other people. When you find that, some people use an abusive language, honorable people or people who have been living with honor and quite honorably in their own communities cannot tolerate such a behavior and cannot tolerate it. And as people are different, one shouldn't expect all people to be tolerant of them. Nobody has any right to use an abusive language or to make fun of other people, both in private and in public. Another vice is that when someone develops in him or herself a desire to reach something, but he or she cannot find the object or the position he or she longs for, little by little, he or she is going to develop a sense of, a feeling grudge or hatred regarding those people who have already been provided with that kind of grace or that kind of opportunity.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Holding a grudge harms your mental health. The implications of holding a grudge can manifest themselves in mental ways that we may not immediately detect. It is likely to get so caught up in the situation that you don't see a way out of it, and the only response that makes sense to you is being angry. The thing about not getting over wrongdoing is that these feelings of anger, bitterness, and resentment can begin to show themselves in our other relationships. The negative feelings rob you of the ability to enjoy life. Holding a grudge stops you from replacing your negative thoughts with positive ones.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى
ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
What should I do when someone doesn't forgive me? Dear friend, take responsibility. Make amends for someone you need to sorry for is a part of the responsibility. That time you know what matters that make them don't give their forgiveness. You might not understand why they're feeling so upset about it. That is why it is better to take responsibility for it. Indeed, Allah loves them who take responsibility for their mistake. In the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Muddathir, verse 38 mentions about this. Everyone is responsible for what he has done.
One thing that we really need today in our society, in our families, is the act of forgiveness. Oftentimes, someone will say something hurtful to you. Someone will do something that will offend you. And naturally, we human beings, you know what we do? We hold grudges in our hearts. We hold a grudge. It's difficult to let go. We feel anger and resentment. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam teaches us that the best act of kindness and mercy is to forgive other people. Let go. Empty your heart and let go. The first one who benefits is you. Many scientific studies have been made on forgiveness. You know, usually when someone hurts you and you feel angry inside, you think this anger is actually something that will empower you over the one who hurt you because you feel angry. But in fact, this anger is a double punishment for you. See, that person already hurt you. That's one. Secondly, when you experience that grudge, that rage, and that anger, that's that person hurting you twice. For a long time, what someone said it very beautifully once. He said that this anger that you feel after being hurt by someone is like a coal of fire in your hand. Have you seen charcoal when it's lit up? You're angry, you want to throw it at that person. But in reality, you're holding the coal. What will happen? You burn yourself. Before you can hurt the other person and throw it at the other person, you're burning yourself. Anger really does burn us. Scientific studies have been made that people who hold grudges, they tend to be depressed more. They have more rates of anxiety. And they tend to be more angry. Or as people who allow themselves to forgive, to let go of the past, they have higher happiness, they have higher life satisfaction, and they feel there is less of a burden on their chest.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي